بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شعرف بلا والشيخ عارف بالله رمي وقت ذبول عن شاهد كي مختصة ودام بركاته العالية تايتل إز وسعتي قلبي عاشقا أرزو سماسي كامي وسعتي قلبي عاشقا أرزو سماسي كامي اشک روان عاشقاں نجم السما سے کم نہیں اشک روان عاشقاں نجم السما سے کم نہیں ان کا یہ خون آرزو ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں اشک روان عاشقاں نجم السما سے کم نہیں جو ہے ادائے خواجگی پنہاں اسی میں ہے کرم جو ہے ادائے خواجگی پنہاں اسی میں ہے کرم ان کی رضا بھی دوستو ان کی رضا بھی دوستو ان کی عطا سے کم نہیں ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں ان کی نظر کے حوصلے رشک شہان کائنات ان کی نظر کے حوصلے رشک شہان کائنات وسعت قلب عاشقاں وسعت قلب عاشقاں عرض و سما سے کم نہیں اشک روان عاشقاں نجم السما سے کم نہیں یا رب یہ درد دل تیرا سارے مرض کی ہے دوا یا رب یہ درد دل تیرا سارے مرض کی ہے دوا ہے یہ مرض تیری عطا جو کہ شفا سے کم نہیں ہے یہ مرض تیری عطا جو کہ شفا سے کم نہیں نفس کو کر دے تو فنا باقی رہے نہ کچھ انا نفس کو کر دے تو فنا باقی رہے نہ کچھ انا راہ میں ان کی ناز و کبر راہ میں ان کی ناز و کبر جور و جفا سے کم نہیں ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں یہ بھی کرم ہے آپ کا یہ بھی کرم ہے آپ کا جس کا میں اہل بھی نہ تھا، یہ بھی کرم ہے آپ کا جس کا میں اہل بھی نہ تھا، یعنی جو درد دل دیا دونوں سرا سے کم نہیں، یعنی جو درد دل دیا دونوں سرا سے کم نہیں، ان کی عطا خواجگی میری ادائے بندگی، ان کی عطا خواجگی میری ادائے بندگی، لیکن میرا قصور بھی میری ادا سے کم نہیں، لیکن میرا قصور بھی میری ادا سے کم نہیں، جلوائے حق کے سامنے، جلوائے حق کے سامنے حیرت سے بے زبان سہی، جلوائے حق کے سامنے حیرت سے بے زبان سہی، پھر بھی سکوت عشق کا، پھر بھی سکوت عشق کا اس کی صدا سے کم نہیں، لیکن سکوت عشق کا اس کی صدا سے کم نہیں، اختر ہمارا درد دل بزم میں بے نوا سہی، اختر ہمارا درد دل بزم میں بے نوا سہی، لیکن کسی کی چشم نم، لیکن کسی کی چشم نم اس کی نوا سے کم نہیں، لیکن کسی کی چشم نم اس کی نوا سے کم نہیں، ان کی نظر کے حوصلے رشک شان کائنات، وسعت قلب عاشقاں، وسعت قلب عاشقاں عرض و سما سے کم نہیں، اشک روان عاشقاں نجم و سما سے کم نہیں، ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العظيم. This poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, وسط قلب عاشقا اور ارض و سما سے کم نہیں. The spaciousness of the hearts of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala is not less than the spaciousness of the whole world from east to west. And this is really the explanation of a hadith Qudsi in which Allah Ta'ala says, I do not fit in the heavens, I do not fit into the in the earth, I only fit in the heart of a believer. And which Judge Akbar Allahabadi Rahmatullah alayhi said, tu mere dil mein aata hai, tu meri samaj mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. Oh Allah, you come in my heart, I believe in you fully, but I can't fathom you with my brain. You are beyond my comprehension. You are wara'ul wara, far beyond what I can fathom. So, and this I've recognized is your recognition. This is that how Allah is, that Allah comes in the heart of a person. Ishq-e rawan-e aashiqa najm-us-sama se kam nahi. When the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, and when they contemplate of the kamal, the perfection of Allah, how Allah has created the heavens and the earth, how all the stars are moving in their orbits and they don't crash with one another, how in our bodies one drop of blood moves about 500,000 kilometers in one day in the body, and continuously in its movement, it's not making any accident, not made anything. How the heart is receiving blood, the valves are opening, closing all the time, whether we're running a marathon, whether we're fast asleep, and the heart is working. The heart goes to the lungs, gets purified with the oxygen which we breathe in, pumps it back to the heart, the heart pumps it again, and the whole body is just working all the time. So if we think of the kamal of Allah Ta'ala, if we think of the jamal that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, how many more people are disobedient to Allah than the few who are obedient. And of those who are disobedient, there are so many who totally disbelieve in Allah. They don't believe in the existence of Allah, but Allah still feeds them, gives them the best houses to stay in. Where can any father, any boss, any husband be like that? That the person who openly swears you and you're still so good, the jamal, the nawal of Allah Ta'ala, that how that Allah blesses us. He gave us eyes without asking. We hardly knew we were going to need eyes. He gave us the nose with which we breathe. And the nose, there are so many functions of the nose. Ears, heart, what and what. So a person, when he thinks of all this, and tears start flowing from his eyes. And when a person thinks that I'm so disobedient, even what I do right, I'm doing wrong. Even my namazas are wrong. My tilawat is wrong. I'm totally to aapke meherbaniyo or aapke rahmato ke tale, underneath Allah's meherbani and rahmat, daba hua ho. That I'm pressed down and I just say, Ya Allah, so kind you are. I'm so terrible, yet you are so kind. So, and when tears come out from that, from our eyes, then this is not less than the position of this, of the stars in the sky. They are flickering, they are so bright, they're so honorable. But the position when a person, tears come out of his eyes, or even if tears don't come, he just meditates and thinks of Allah's favors, whether he's lying on his bed, whether he gets up in the morning before he's out, and he thinks of Allah Ta'ala and the favors of Allah, these are not less than the stars in the sky. Unka ye khune arzu ehde wafa se kam nahi. And this khune arzu, arzu are your desires that a person has. And Allah has made it that everyone has got his nafs, and nafs has got all bad desires. But when you slaughter those desires, and the khun, the blood comes out, this is khune arzu. When you have a desire, but you don't do that, you break your desire. You keep the command of Allah intact, and you break your desire, like blood is flowing now. So this ye unka ye khune arzu ehde wafa se kam nahi. Ehde wafa is when Allah asked all of us, alastu bi rabbikum, and we said that bala, that oh Allah, you are our Rabb, we believe in you, we'll fulfill all your commands. So when a person breaks his desires, he doesn't do any guna, then this is just as equal as fulfilling that command, that agreement which he has made with Allah Ta'ala. Jo hai adai khajgi, pinha usi mein hai karam. And Khajgi is the king, and the gifts of the king. Allah is the king of the kings, and his gifts which he gives us, pinha usme hai karam, in all that is the kindness of the karam of Allah, that Allah gives us without us being worthy. Allah gives us more than what we expect. And Allah Ta'ala, he gives us without begging of him. So in the giving of Allah Ta'ala is hidden this karam of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This karam of Allah that Allah gives us without even asking. And then again, how did Allah give us? For example, if we needed 200,000 liters of water in our lifetime, Allah Ta'ala's karam that he, when we were born, he didn't, here's your 200,000 liters. You look after it and you use it for your whole life. You're going to need 2 tons of rice for your life. Here's your 2 tons of rice. And you're going to need 1/2 ton of sugar. Here's your sugar. All what we need. But where we go as we need it, Allah gives us to it. So this is the karam of Allah Ta'ala. And wherever we go, our rozi comes first there. Then we go there. Unki raza bhi dosto unki ata se kam nahi. And to make Allah happy, the rada of Allah is not less than the gifts of Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, we should strive to make Allah happy. When Allah is so kind, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, it is no great achievement if a person stays away from guna in the fear of Allah. That even an animal, you pick up a stick for a dog, you pick up a stone, the dog runs away. You give it a piece of bread, it comes. So that is no great achievement for a human. Our great achievement is that in the love of Allah we don't disobey Him. That Allah has been so kind to us. And in that love we don't disobey Allah Ta'ala. Unki rada bhi dosto, unki ata se kam nahi. Unki nazar ke hosle, rashke shahane kainat. And when Allah gives one nazar on a person, that a person, for example, today one student came, he went away for the holidays, and some people came and visit. The lady makes parda, what we call cockeyed parda. Outside she makes parda, but in the house no parda. But he's conscious, and he says, Alhamdulillah, how many days they stayed? He never saw her. Though she wasn't with her niqab, she stayed in the house. They went for fishing, and there were people dressed very badly just near them. And he didn't even look. So this year is that unki nazar ke hosle, that a human being can have such courage. This is only the nazar of Allah. That a young boy can become hafiz of the whole Quran Sharif. This is only Allah Ta'ala's nazar, that this person has this hosla. Like for example, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, if the lion has to tell the fox, fox is a coward and a very frightened animal. But the lion say, I'm behind you. You don't worry. Now that fox will even want to fight against the elephant. Because God is support. So Allah's support if you have got. Then Allah gives you this husla. Then to get up for fajr is nothing. To make the hajjud is nothing. When Allah's nazar, that, then you get that husla, that courage to do. Rashke shahane kainat. This is the envy of the kings of the world. That where has this person got this courage? For example, jihad, Allahu Akbar, in one battle, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went, Mahan was a non-Muslim, and they were fighting against him, and he came with 200,000 people. Muslims were 30,000. So the Amir said, go and take information, what's the enemy, what's their numbers, and what weapons have they got. So Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, 30 people are enough. Send 30 people with me. They say, no. 30 are too late. Those were 60,000 people. Not 200, 60,000. So they said, take 60 people. So he said, okay, let me go with 60. We went there, found out. And then he said that, we don't even have to go report back. We are sufficient for these people. And then when they went, they spoke to this Mahan, this enemy. So he told that you people are so small in number, you're only 6,000, and we are 60. There's hardly a fight in this year. So you do this, I know you people are desperate people, so I'll give each one bag of khajur, and I'll give everyone so much money, little amount of money, and you will be happy with that and you go away. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and told him, you're a coward, you don't want to fight. That is why you're trying to just bribe us like this. This made him very angry. And then he told that you people are 30 years, and my 60,000 will crush you and make you into mince. They took out their swords, and the fight carried on for about 6 hours, and put them on their heels. So this is that hosla, what Allah gives. When a person has got this iman on Allah, and he knows the power of Allah, and he pleases Allah, Allah gives him the strength. This is what is spoken about, that hosla. Unki nazar ke, when Allah's nazar falls on somebody, he gets that hosla. Rashke shahane kainat, wusate qalb aashiqa ardu samak se kam nahi. The spaciousness of the hearts, of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, is not less than what the heavens and the earth are. Ya Rab, ye dard dil tera sare marz ki dawa hai. Oh Allah, this love of yours is the medicine for all diseases. If a person gets the love of Allah, he'll stay away from the biggest guna. He'll fulfill every command of Allah, it will become, when he has got love. Love is such a thing. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, explaining this love. For example, a man is madly in love with a woman and he wants to marry her. And this man is a person of very wealthy man, of high social standing, everything. But he's really in love with this woman and he wants to marry her. That woman said that roll up your trousers up to your knees. Take out your topi bareheaded. And you put a basket on your head. And without shoes on your feet, you walk up and down this distance 10 times. If he has got love, he won't ask, why are you letting me do this? He wants her, whatever she's going to say. If we got the love of Allah, we won't ask why, if and what. We'll just do what Allah tells us to do, if the love is to that level. So this is what is required to build that love of Allah. Then right at this moment, if one person has got that love of Allah, he'll overcome the whole world. What have the Taliban got as far as material things? But that love of Allah, not only America, but the whole alliance, the whole world which is with them. Pakistan turned their back on them. Everyone turned their backs on them. But see what they have achieved. What is it? This love of Allah Ta'ala has to come. Nafs ko kar de tu fana baqi rahe na kuch ana. Annihilate your nafs that no ana, I am anything, that must not remain at all. So much so that you even forget that I'm somebody. Like this, you tell what you think of me. You tell the wife also, you treat me like a husband. How you treat me, you forget that also. Not that you're not even a husband. You totally annihilate your... This is what has to be achieved. Annihilation of the nafs. This is what is in the khanqa. Raah mein unke naaz o kibar, jor o jafa se kam nahi. Unhi in the path of Allah Ta'ala, to have naaz, to be arrogant and boastful. Kibar, arrogant and boastful, that I am like this and I am like that, is not less than the severe disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. This has to be completely annihilated, this ana of mine. And then the Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says that Hazrat Mahashah Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah Ali said, and he said this is such a small sentence, but it overpowers all the philosophies in the world. The world is talking about unity. And Hazrat gives an example, like a monkey sitting on a branch, or somebody sitting on a branch, and he's cutting the branch. So he's going to fall down with the branch when he's cutting it. So like that, people who want unity in the world, but they're cutting out humility. So you can never get, you'll fall down. Everyone, what I say, you must listen to me. My son Qari Abdullah came from India, one of our cousins, elderly also now, he's in his mind. So he says, what I say, you must do it now. You mustn't ask one word, you must do it now, what I say. If he tells you make wuzu here, don't tell him no, don't tell him just now. If he tells you to make wuzu before going toilet, you first make wuzu, then you go toilet. Whatever he say, you must do. So when this is the case, people have got this attitude, there can't be unity in the world. When everyone is humble, automatically unity comes. In the house between husband and wife, if both are humble, unity will come. But if everyone wants his way, and everyone has a different mind, is going to pull in a different direction. So where can ever unity come into that house? یہ بھی کرم ہے آپ کا جس کا میں اہل بھی نہ تھا. There's also your kindness that you give without being worthy. That you give. I was not worthy of it at all. Yani jo dard dil diya, dono sira se kam nahi. That you gave me this love of yours. This is not less than having the entire world from one end to the other end. All that I can have, but having the love of Allah, this is so great. Unki atai khajgi, meri adai bandagi. And Allah's gifts as a king. And my submission as a banda. This is very important. Whenever a little bit of like pride comes in a person, people praise you, you achieve something, you did something, then immediately think, Ya Allah, meri bandagi, teri khudai, teri uluhiyat. You are so great. I'm just, meri gandagi, teri paaki. I'm full of dirt and filth. You are so pak, O Allah. So in that case, pride will know. The world can fall at your feet, but no pride will come into you. Lekin mera kusur bhi meri ada se kam nahi. But my weakness and my faults that I have in me, they are also not less than my obedience also. That is, when even my obedience, I got faults in them. I got no pride even in my iman. Even in my nawaz, whatever I do, they are all false in everything. Jalwa haq ke saamne hairat se be zuma sahi. And in front of the jalwa is like halwa. We know halwa. Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, one person, a Khan Sahib Pathan, came to India. And in India, especially more in the smaller towns, the mithai is displayed outside the shop. Full outside everywhere. So he saw a solar mitai and he just started eating. He swiped it all. So they reported him to the qazi, to the judge. The judge told him punishment, that put him on a donkey and let the children jeer at him. Let him go through the whole town, humiliate him. And let the children jeer at him, shout, scream. When he returned home, they asked him, how did you find India? So he said, oh, what a wonderful country. Mitai you get free in the shops. You eat as much as you want to. And when you have eaten, they're so happy with you, they let you tour the whole town. They give you free a conveyance also. And the children cheer you along. They were jeering at him, but he was saying, they were cheering me all the time, that I achieved so much. So this is, that a jalwa. So this jalwa of Allah Ta'ala, that is what we think is like halwa, mithai, barfi, or jalebi and all those things. And Allah's jalwa, that Allah gives you iman, Allah gives you tears to come out of your eyes, Allah gives you the tawfiq to get up middle of the night, raise your hands in front of Allah. This is Allah's, Allah has come in your heart. You got direct contact with Allah. These are the jalwa of Allah Ta'ala. To jalwa haq ke saamne hairat se be zuba sahi. I'm astonished. And my tongue, I can't speak a word. Like one poet says, Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. Now my eyes are nowhere. Ab koi nahi nigaah be. Nobody is in my eyes now. Ab nigaah kahin nahi. Ab koi nahi nigaah me. Tere jalwa, tere, in front of your beauty parlor, that I'm totally astonished now. Now my tongue can't speak. And when my eyes, they are just, they are dazzled. Just how great Allah Ta'ala is. So this is that in front of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. Phir bhi sukoot ishqa uski sada se kam nahi. Then to the quietness that a person in that state. And this is one great quality which Allah gave our buzurgs, that they have so much in them, but they control themselves so much. They don't speak one word. Uski sada se kam nahi. And this that you are quiet and in your heart you have everything, this is nothing less than like screaming and shouting about the love of Allah Ta'ala. Qari Khan Sahib is here. He says that the bayan after Asr on Sunday, he says he just felt like shouting out loud, Hazrat, I love you. But control, he kept it all in his heart. So this, that which you want to shout out, but you've got it in your heart, is not less than that shouting out. There the people will hear, yeah, Allah is hearing. That how you are astonished, you have won your sajda, your dua, your zikr, when you, la ilaha illallah, and you are connected with Allah Ta'ala, that enjoyment you get is not less than you screaming and shouting anywhere. Akhtar hamara dard-e-dil, bazam mein be nawa sahi, and Hazrat says that in a whole gathering, there may be 1,000 people, 5,000 people, and what you got in your heart, nobody else knows. It hasn't got any support. It's in your heart. You are listening to a bayan. Somebody might be sleeping. Somebody might be taking what meaning you took and how you are enjoying, and in that bayan how you got connected with Allah Ta'ala. Lekin kisi ki chashme nam uski nawa se kam nahi. But the tears that come out of the eyes at that time is not less than the great gifts which Allah Ta'ala gives. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala accept Hazrat's Ash'ar as such that is a whole bayan for us. May even 1 billionth of it come into our lives. Our lives will be made. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab of sunnats, further we read, Islam ki rooh se, that business principles and Islamic perspective. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ne farmaya, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, apne maal bechne ke liye jhooti qasme khane se bacho. When you are selling your goods, don't take false oaths. It is totally wrong. So that, and today these people, as we'll read, after much research they came to this realization, which our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us 1400 years. Don't make false promises. Your services you are offering, your goods you are selling, don't exaggerate all that. Just plainly put it forward, plainly and straightforward. Ye cheez waqti taur par to farhat ki maalum ho jati hai. When you do this, for a little while, you'll sell your goods, the people will be impressed, etc. And then you'll get some benefit for a little while. Lekin aakhir kar, karubar mein barkat khatam ho jati hai. But eventually, all your barkat, your business will go down when you do business in that way. Ek aur jagah irshad hai, another place Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sacha aur amanatdar tajir qiyamat mein nabiyo, siddiqiyo aur shaheedo ke saath hoga. A person who does his business, just imagine, it's not namaz, it's not tahajjud, it's not jihad, you're doing your business in a true way and amanatdari. You are honest in your business, and that businessman will be in the ranks of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada, just because of you doing your business correctly. Europe ka ek Mahir Ross apne kitab Foundation of Ethics mein likhta hai. This person writes in his book, Saude Bazi mein sach ko bunyadi haisiyat hasil hai. He says that in buying and selling, truthfulness is a basic pre-requirement, that you are truthful in your business. Dusro ko wahi maal dijiye jo aapke karkun ko job satisfaction hoge. Give others that goods that your satisfaction, that the quality of that goods, etc., that it's perfect, it is very good. To aapki production barhegi, your production will increase. Usme mulazim ko izzat, in this way your workers will have respect and honor. Uski ujrat waqt par ada karna, respect your workers, pay them on time, waghaira shamil hai. Ye baat ek taweel research aur survey ke kahi gayi hai. After a long research and after surveying so much, they reach to this conclusion. Aur yahi baat hamare mazhab mein zar dekar kahi gayi hai. And this is, which is a golden principle in our deen. 1400 years we have been given our deen, but we don't practice upon it. Hey, we'll go and study all for our master's degrees and for BCom and for CA and all that we'll go and study, but it's all, we have got it, but we don't follow it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar bayan karte hain radhiyallahu anhu ke huzur akdas sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaye, qabl uske ke mazdoor ka paseena khushk ho usse uski mazdoori de do. Pay your worker before his sweat dries. Do not delay in paying him. Pay him, if you can, pay him on a daily, weekly. And what is the time of the pay? Don't dilly-dally. And don't put it off. Pay him properly on his time. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu bayan karte hain ke Rasool Khuda sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, qiyamat ke din main 3 aadmiyon ka wakeel hunga. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will be the representative, I will be the agent for 3 types of people. Aur jiska main dushman hunga, us par main qiyamat ke din ghalib aaunga. And whoever will be my enemy, who I'm going to fight against, I will overpower that person. It's clear? Nobody can overpower Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek wo shakhs, jisne mera naam lekar ahd aur iqrar kiya, phir usko tod dala. A person who took my name and he made a promise. Like many people in their business, they read Durood Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you get impressed. There's a very pious person. So you just accept blindly whatever he says. And he's robbing you wholesale. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm going to be the representative of that person against this person. And I will overpower this person. Dusra wo shakhs, jisne kisi azad shakhs ko ghulam banakar bej dala. Aur uski qeemat khai. And the second is that person who, a person who was a free man. He took him, forced him and made him like a slave and sold him. In other words, you selling somebody else's goods. And you taking and eating that money, etc. Or you robbing people in this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fight against you. Or teesra wo, jisne kisi mazdoor ko kaam par lagaya. And third is that person who took work from some laborer. Phir usne kaam pura kiya. He completed his work, magar usko uski mazdoori na di. And then you don't pay him. How many people do this also? They rob the people. It's terrible that even our people, especially in the days of apartheid and that, how they should, and the blacks had no recourse to go anywhere. Allah Ta'ala shows today, if we are being burgled, crime is taking place, it is something that somebody did. And if we think that if my grandfather did this, why must I pay? But when my grandfather leaves inheritance, I don't say, why must I take it? So both things you have to take, the good and the bad which comes. And Allah's system is not blind. Allah's system, there hai, andher nahi hai. Allah doesn't take you to task immediately, Allah gives chance, but Allah sorts out everyone. So we must be very fearful of what we do. So our business practices, what our deen has taught us, and which generally we all know, we must practice on that and see what good results will come. One friend of ours, I think I did mention this, I don't know, of Lobatse. At that time he still didn't have his passport, his citizenship, he just had his paper which was very important to him. He went to India and with his cousin or friend, they went to Bombay Central Station. When they came there from the taxi, they took off their goods, everything, paid the taxi, he went away. Now he's asking his friend, where's my attache, my briefcase, in which all his main documents, money, everything. He said, you had it. There was a confusion. He said, no, I gave it to you. He said, no, you. They realized they've lost it. And they realized they forgot it in the taxi. And the train tickets were also in there. They couldn't even travel. Everything. And how a person feels that his citizenship, all that is in jeopardy. Everything. Suddenly the taxi driver comes back again. And he gives him his briefcase. When he opens it, he had 30, those days, very long ago, 20, 25 years ago, 30,000 rupees he had. He took out 10,000, he gave him. He refused to take it. He said, here's my meter. What my meter is showing, give me only so much. And then he told, he said that I picked up another passenger, he saw this briefcase. Then we opened it, we saw there were two cameras. We saw that your money was there, everything, your tickets, your passport, your papers, everything was there. We closed it and I came back here. And yeah, I'm giving it to you. Then he gave him his card. He told him, whenever you need me, anything you need, you just phone me, I'll see to you. He said, 20 years have passed when he told me. Still today, not one phone call. And that was a Hindu person. So this truthfulness and honesty, that unfortunately it's not within us. This is, and we think that I make namaz and make my sajda with two extra tasbihs, and I make a longer sajda, so I'm the most pious person, there's nobody who can compare with me. These things are not enough. There are much more that we have to do. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Further in this kitab, the ash'ar of Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Alayh, and these are also all connected with what the purpose of the tasawwuf of Islam and this is. He one other poem of his, Unki marzi pe dil se ho qurban, janiye usko hasil e irfan. Unki marzi par, on Allah Ta'ala's, whatever Allah wants us to do, Allah's wishes, you, for what your heart, you give yourself over to Allah Ta'ala. This is the sum total of the tasawwuf. That what Allah wants you to do, you do that. You sacrifice your desires, which are the greatest things, that, and you just do what Allah wants you to do. Raza'i haq par dil se qurban rahe. From the bottom of your heart, will fulfill the commands of Allah. Be happy with what He says. Aur arda'i haq ke ihtimam ko hasil ifa samajhna chahiye. And to please Allah Ta'ala, you should realize this is the object of tasawwuf. That I have to please my Allah. That Allah is watching me and I must make Him happy. Aur arda'i murshid ka qasd bhi arda'i haq hi ka qasd hai. And when you want to please your shaykh, and included in that, your parents, your ustad, this is included in pleasing Allah Ta'ala. Where if you, as long as they don't tell you to do anything haram, whatever they ask you to do, and you please them, you are pleasing Allah Ta'ala. Yani apne jazbaat aur marziyat ko Allah Ta'ala shanu ke marziyat par qurban kar dena hi hasil irfane kamil hai. That is, everyone has got desires. You have got feelings, you have got emotions, but you sacrifice them for Allah. You sacrifice them for your sheikh, for your ustad, for your parents. This is what is the object of tasawwuf. That you sacrifice yourself. And this can easily be done when you have annihilated yourself. That I may nothing, you can do this. Our sheikh's son, Maulana Mazhar sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, he was traveling with Maulana Abrarul Haq sahab Hardoi in a train. The whole night he was making malish of his head. Whole night. So a Hindu was standing there. He said, this is how a son must be. So he said, this is not my son. He's only my murid. So your desire to sleep, your desire to rest, you sacrifice it. Then see what Allah Ta'ala will give you. Agar ye dualat hasil nahi, to wa arif kamil bhi nahi. And if a person who hasn't got this, can't, for Allah's sake, doesn't sacrifice, our one gaze we can't sacrifice. Hey, we are feeling sleepy, we don't get up for Fajr, we can't sacrifice that sleep. This way is that person, it can be Arif of Allah Ta'ala. Arif of Allah is that one that will sacrifice everything for Allah's pleasure. Aane lage gulshan ke maze humko qafas mein, shikwa na kabhi hum tera sayyad karenge. Aane lage gulshan ke maze, when we start getting the enjoyments of a beautiful garden in a cage. Or in a desert you start getting the enjoyments of a beautiful garden. And no complaint, shikwa na kabhi hum tere sayyad karenge. We won't ever complain of this. Is sher ke andar is ni'mat ka zikr hai, ke taslim aur rida ki barkat se, har hal mein salik hayat tayyiba se musharraf rehta hai. In this poem, this great ni'mat of Allah, a person who has got rida aur taslim, submits himself totally to Allah Ta'ala. That day, that person, even if he's in the most difficult conditions, he's still got an enjoyable life. Because he knows Allah is what? Ibrahim alayhi salam is being catapulted in the fire. Jibreel alayhi salam comes, I'm prepared to help you. He says, Allah knows my condition. I submit myself to Allah. I'm quite happy how Allah keeps me. How did Allah protect him? So we submit totally for Allah's sake what Allah's commands are. Or bawajh inkishaf baz hukam hikam wa asrar mithal taraqqi darajat fil qurb wa islah ujab kibar wa takmil abdiyat wa nahwa dhalik murabbi se shikayat ke bajaye mumnun karam rehta hai. And when a person, Allah opens on him the secrets of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and he gains closeness to Allah Ta'ala, and his pride is being broken, and he's got abdiyat, humility in completeness. All these things will come when the sheikh will reprimand him, will make his tarbiyat. Then he has got no complaint because he knows what he's getting there. Hey, a person who is studying for an exam, and some people fail one time, two times, how much harder they study, and they don't complain, whole night I didn't sleep. Hey, they are happy, last night I didn't sleep, but I was studying so hard, they are happy. So a person to get these high things, we shouldn't have any complaint, we should be happy that what we are getting. Hey, ishq mujhe kis lab-e shiri ka ilahi, hey, ishq mujhe kis lab-e shiri ka ilahi, what love have I got with the sweet lips of Allah, the hurul een of Jannat, if they have to, one drop of the saliva have to fall into the seas of the world, all the seas will become sweeter than honey. Now if you want to kiss that hurul een, her lips, and she puts her tongue in your mouth, can you imagine what sweetness? So this is that sweetness. Hey, ishq mujhe kis lab-e-shiri ka ilahi. Oh Allah, ish mujhe, this love that I have got, from which sweet lip have I got this love? And Allah is the creator of that sweetness of that hurul in. What is Allah's sweetness? Gardar bhi uchta hai, to meetha mere dil mein. This is Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahab, Majzoob. Gardar bhi uchta hai, when this pain also comes up, to meetha mere dil mein. Then that also comes very sweet. In other words, when you want to reach Allah, who is the sweetest, the mujahada you make, wallah, when you turn away your eyes from a woman, and you make sure you don't look at all, not your second just little look, I just want to see that, how, is she white, is she black, what is this, what is that, nothing whatsoever, you know, that is more sweeter than that look of yours. So this is what a person, when he sacrifices for Allah Ta'ala, عالم ہی نیا حسن کا ایجاد کریں گے. This world will give you different new beautifuls. وہ محبوب وہ چاہنے والوں کے لئے اپنے یقینا. Allah Ta'ala, for those who love Allah, Allah will make for those people عالم ہی نیا حسن کا ایجاد کریں گے. The world will present you with new beauties all the time when you want to please Allah. Allah will give you a taste of Jannat in this world. وہ محبوب حقیق اپنے عاشقان کے لئے, یعنی ان کی تربیت و ترقی اور تکمیل عشق کے لئے نئے نئے اسباب و حالات ایجاد کریں گے. Allah Ta'ala, for those who want to reach Allah in a sincere طالب حق, a true talib sadiq, a true lover of Allah, Allah will all the time put new things in front of him so that he can reach and come closer to Allah Ta'ala. Asghar Gondwi, a very great buzurg, says, kabhi alam gulistan aur kabhi veerana hota hai, sometimes beautiful gardens and sometimes deserts. Jo hota hai bapa se khatir diwana hota hai. And a person who goes to Allah Ta'ala, and just for his love and kindness, then that person is like a mad person. The garden makes no different, the desert makes no different. He just wants to reach Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this and let these things come into our lives, inshallah. In this kitab, we were reading of also the sweetness of the love of Allah, that muhabbat lillah or fillah ki tashrih, that love solely for Allah's sake. What is the meaning of that? Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi sharh Bukhari Sharif mein farmate ke hadith mazkur ka chautha juz, that seven people will get the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah. The fourth is, he's discussing the fourth one. That is, those people, who, two people who love one another only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So he is giving the explanation of that. Muhabbat fillah walillah, or is par ijtima or iftirat se kya murad hai? That a person loves somebody only for Allah and only in Allah, and they meet and separate only for that sake. What is the meaning of this? A great scholar, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah, explains, muhabbat aapas mein ek dusre se sirf Allah ke liye haqeeqat mein ho, sirf izhar ke liye na ho. That they truly love one another only for Allah, not just a show, an outward show. Aur ek riwayat mein hai, and in another narration, rajulan qala kullu minhuma lil akhar inni uhibbuka fillah fasadara ala dhalik. Two people who meet and they, from their heart, they say, I love you only for Allah. They met for that and they separate. Which is a true picture of that when a person goes to his sheikh. He's not going for any other purpose, but just for Allah's sake he's going. So this love is really the love for Allah Ta'ala. اجتماعا على ذلك وتفرقا عليه. They got together for that, they separated. Ay ala hubb al mazkur. Yani ye ijtema aur iftiraq isi muhabbat lillahi par hua. Just for Allah's sake. That is, a person who comes, and not just to show face or something, or any other reason, or for any other purpose, he just came solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So he has come for, that is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aur murad ye ki dono is muhabbat diniya par hamesha qaim rahe, and always they stay in this love of deen. Aur is taalluq aur muhabbat lillahi ko dunyavi takalif aur dunya haqir ke khatir se qata na kare. And for dunya's sake and for things of this dunya, you don't break this muhabbat. Kha ye ijtima zahiri taur par ho ایک جگہ رہتے ہو یا دور قیام رکھتے ہو. Whether this is outwardly, they staying close to one another or far from one another. مگر دل سے قریب ہو. But in their hearts, they are close all the time. یہاں تک کہ ان دونوں کو موت ہی جدا کر دے. The only thing that can separate this love is موت. یعنی آخری سانس تک اس پاک محبت کو قائم رکھتے ہوئے اپنی قبروں میں سو گئے. Till death, they kept this love for Allah's sake with one another. It wasn't for business, it wasn't for marriage, it wasn't for anything else, only for Allah's sake. Khuda rahmat, Saadi ki aankhe, Sheikh Saadi Shirazi rahmatullahi alayhi says, Saadi ki aankhe aur dil tere hamra hai, taaki tu ye na samjhe ki main tanha ja raha hoon. He says that, my eyes and my heart are with you. Don't think you are going alone. My support is fully with you. Matlab ye hai ki agar jism dur ho, to dil se qareeb hona kaafi hai. That if the bodies are far, then the hearts are close to one another. Aur agar qurb hissi ho, aur dil na mile, to ye milna nahi. And if they've got bodily meeting, but their hearts are not meeting, then this is not called to be close. Hazrat says, Aadmi aadmi se milta hai, dil magar kam kisi se milta hai. Lot of people meet with one another. You're going in a shopping center, how many people you put? Your heart doesn't connect with anyone. You're just passing one another all the time. And Hazrat says, aankh se aankh mili, dil se magar dil na mila. Eyes met with one another, but your hearts did not meet with one another. Umar bhar, naav par baithe, magar sahil na mila. Your whole life you sat on the boat, but you didn't reach the shore. Okay? So this is that the hearts must meet. This love is not an outward love, but love from the heart for the sake. A person wants his Islah. And the Shaykh also wants this banda must become Allah's. And he must become close to Allah. That is love for Allah. That how can he get Allah's muhabbat? How can he get Allah's recognition? And the murid also is coming for that. That how can I find Allah's love? How can I increase in this? This is that love for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with this reality and let it not only be words, but this reality and the where we will all realize it will be in the qabr. And that we all have to go, and that is where we'll realize the great value of this. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with it. Mali Ahmed Aye. Inshallah, our Islahi Jalsa will be at the end of the month. So everyone in his masjid, in his town, make tashkil. And if we can, Allah give jazah khair to our brother Yusuf Desai. He goes to various towns. Last year's Muayrava Ijtima also. He went to various towns. He made announcements. He met with people. So if we also can do it in our areas. And encourage people in our town. Each person in our town. That may encourage them to come. Inshallah they will benefit. If we just worry about ourselves. And not only that, but Qari Jamil Sahib was here for the Ijtima. He told me that, tell your friends every week, bring somebody new every week. Eh? So if each one of us make fikr of bringing one person a week, how lot more people will benefit. If we even once a month, we bring one person in a month, we get one new person a month. In a year, 12 people. Or if we can make every week 48 people, 50 people, what a great earning for us. Hey, and how many of the other people are such who will surpass us? Yeah, we are just managing to come ourselves, forcing ourselves that I must make it. Whatever program, put it off Tuesday, I have to go majlis. No, if we will work on others, Allah will make this easy for us. Then we will come regularly, and if we each one of us just try and bring one more person. Or even from our town, we are coming 4 or 5 from one town. If we bring one person more a week, or a month also, how lot won't other people be? And all that sawab, if that person Allah gives him tawfiq, that's whatever he's going to do, he's going to be coming onto our account also. So may Allah give us tawfiq, make this the basis, our ijtima end of the month, and every week, not only the ijtima, but every week try and encourage people to come, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq. Anything else?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah is the first in kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The barakat of our beloved Shaykh. Ta'am barakatuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera ya rahu. مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں، سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں، کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں، خانہ یہ دل آباد رہے، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے، سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں، تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو، بد کرداروں نام سیاہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والعاقبۃ للمتقین، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم انك انت العز الاکرم. اللهم آتی نفوسنا تقواها وزکها فانت خیر من زکاها، انت ولیها ومولاها. اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، واتمم علينا بنعمتك، واسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من الأهل والمال والولد. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولأستاذي ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات، ولا سيما لشيخنا، وارزقنا أن نستفيد منه استفادة كاملة. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.